This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. More than 800 suspects have been arrested, 32 tons of drugs seized, and $148 million confiscated in massive global organized crime investigation. Operation Trojan Shield involves police raids in 16 countries in which 250 firearms and 55 luxury cars were also seized. The announcement was made today at a news conference in The Hague. Calvin Shivers is an assistant director of Criminal Investigative Division of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The criminals are now wondering, where do we go now? So we don't want to give too many secrets, but it's safe to say that the investigation of Phantom Secure and Sky ECC was the impetus. And so what we had to do was recognize that opportunity because there was a void that was created by a lack of these encrypted platforms. So that created an opportunity for collaboration with our international partners to not only develop the specific tool, but also to develop the process of gathering the intelligence and disseminating the intelligence.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department is feeling pretty good about itself today as it's gotten back most of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to Russian-based hackers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
You may remember the gas shortages a month ago when Colonial Pipeline was hit by a ransomware attack and took itself offline. The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
Paid by an innocent victim in ransom in a bid to regain control of computer systems. The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Mexico today, having arrived there very early this morning.
It's the blue closet, also the acute closet, those that are more recent, but also the longstanding. It's like corruption. That probably is any subject that I've discussed today with all of the groups. Probably the number one issue aside from vaccines and the pandemic.
The VEEP is closing out her first foreign trip today with a visit to Mexico and a meeting with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. Glaring COVID-19 vaccine inequality has created a two-track pandemic. With Western countries protected and poorer nations still exposed, World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday, renewing pleas for shot donations.
We still see a mixed picture around the world. The deaths reported last week increased in three out of WHO's six regions, Africa, the Americas, and the Western Pacific. Increasingly, we see a two-track pandemic.
In Pakistan.
Pressed by a reporter on how the WHO will compel China into being more open, Mike Ryan, the director of the agency's emergencies program, said that the WHO cannot compel any country to divulge more data on COVID-19's origins, while adding it will propose studies needed to take understanding of where the virus emerged to the next level. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned against the attacks on United Nations peacekeepers. The press statement was issued Monday after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy to the country. Two people were arrested after French President Emmanuel Macron was slapped by a man during a walkabout session with a crowd in the Drôme region in southeastern France. That according to BFM TV and RMC Radio. The two media outlets published a video clip circulating on Twitter, which shows a man in a green T-shirt with glasses and a face mask shout out, "Down with Macronia," and then deliver a slap to Macron's face. Macron's security entourage quickly intervened to pull the man to the ground and move Macron away from him. His entourage confirmed the man had attempted to slap him. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.